A very good morning on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Erchin Daf Dalid, Erchin 4a. Pagination is 7. We start about 10 lines from the top. In the beginning of a line, Hakol Chayovin Bezimun. Everybody is obligated in Zimun, calling to attention to recite Birchas Hamazon, the grace after meals. Kohanim, Leviim, v'Yisraelim. All are obligated in Birchas Hamazon. Kohanim, Leviim, and Yisraelim. Pshita. That's obvious. That's known. What are you coming to tell me? If they're Jewish, then they're obligated in the mitzvah of ve'achalta v'savato uveirachta pashas ekev. You shall eat, you shall be satisfied, and you shall bless, you shall recite the blessing. Lo tzricha, no, it's needed. Deka'achli kodshim. The Kohanim are eating kodshim. Sa'ka da'tachamina, I would have thought, ve'achlu osam asher kupar bohem. Amar Rachmana, when the Kohanim eat, they're consuming that part of the animal as an atonement for the owner. Let's say he brings a korban chatos, an atonement korban. So some of it goes on the mizbeach, some of it is eaten by the Kohanim. But Kohanim ochlim ubailim mischaprim. The Kohanim eat, and the owners achieve their atonement. So this is a sacred eating. This is not a regular eating. Kaporahi, it's an atonement eating. Kamash malon, what the Mishnah by saying hakol, everybody, and it comes to include the Kohanim who are eating kodshim, is also considered an achila that will require an after blessing. Ve'achalta v'savata amarachmana. You're right. It might not be the type of eating that's conventional eating. It's a different type of eating, a different angle, a different philosophy. But v'savata, it's an eating that brings satiation. And certainly, no matter what holy intent the Kohanim have when they eat this meat, when they eat the korban, but they are satiated from it. That physical quality that results from eating occurs. Va'isnehu, that exists, and therefore there's an obligation of Birchas Hamazon. What we have over here is a very instructive Gemara besides the text and the meaning, but in the style of the Gemara. The Gemara starts off with something that is pshita. I don't understand what novel concept you're teaching me. Everybody knows that every Jew is obligated in Birchas Hamazon. What are you teaching me? The Gemara proceeds to show me what's novel about this idea. But once you show me what's so novel about the idea, you will now have to take a significant effort to prove the idea. Because now already you've shown me that it's novel. And you have to put your best foot forward and show me that this particular achila, which surprised me that it requires Birchas Hamazon, does indeed require Birchas Hamazon. And the Gemara positions itself to explain that by saying that even though the achila, the eating, could have been interpreted in different ways and maybe not trigger the obligation of Birchas Hamazon, but since the Pasuk is describing visavata, it's a physical definition. And no matter what philosophies you have in the achila, but it does provide satiation and is therefore going to trigger the obligation. So that's the first piece that we'll do today, the concept of Birchas Hamazon as an obligation, even if kodshim was the thing that was eaten. Hakol mitzdarfen lezimun. Everybody can join in zimun. That means that when we call to attention and say a special blessing. Nevarech Elokeinu she'achalnu mishalo. Baruch Elokeinu. We bless Hashem. Everybody can join in that zimun. Kohanim Levim v'Yisraelim, to come up to the count of 10, for example, to reach Elokeinu, Kohanim Levim and Yisraelim are all included. Pshita, once again, the Gemara asks, that's obvious. If there's a concept of zimun in preparation for Birchas Hamazon, of course, all Jews should be eligible and obligated in that. The Gemara answers, lo, tzricha. No, we do need this concept. Deka'achli kohanim teruma okadshim. The kohanim are eating something that Yisraelim are not able to eat. They're eating teruma or kadshim, that's forbidden to Yisraelim. V'zor ka'achil chulin. And the non-kohen is eating regular produce. Saka daita chamina, I would have thought, ha'il v'iboy zor l'mecha ba'ade kohen. If the non-kohen would have wanted to eat what the kohen's eating, lamatzi achil, he wouldn't be able to. Ema lo litztarif. I would think that they can't join because they would not be able to eat together. It's like there's a mechitza, there's a wall in between them in halacha that he's not allowed to lean over and eat from his. Kamash malon comes to teach us, Nehi dezorba de kohen lamotzi achil, agreed, the non-kohen can't eat what the kohen is eating, but kohen ba dezor motzi achil, but the kohen is able to eat what the non-kohen is eating. He can eat chulin, and therefore it is eligible to have zimun and consider them joined. Beyond our session today would be to consider other types of food and dynamics in which you want to know if there would be a joining for zimun or not. If one person is eating milchiks and the other person is eating fleishiks. If the zar is eating tamei produce and the kohen is eating truma and kadshim, it wouldn't be so simple to be able to eat what the other is eating in either direction. Would those people as well be joined in zimun? Likewise, if you have different people eating at the table, but they're very makbid financially on their own portion, and they do not share, can you still accomplish a tziruf in such a case? So that's the second case that we'll explore today. Mitztarfen lezimun, even though the non-kohen cannot eat what the kohen is eating, but the kohen can eat what the non-kohen is eating, and therefore they're joined to the count of zimun. Hakol ma'arichin, all people can do the obligations and will be bound by the obligations of Erech, which is the topic of our Masechta. If a person is in the subject of the vow, Erki Olai, my Erech, we said this is not a value in a purchase concept, a slave value. It's an Erech, a valuation that's described in the Pasuk based on age and gender. Kohanim Leviim v'Yisraelim, all are included in the mitzvah of Erech. The Gemara asks, Pshita, you're Jewish, you're included in mitzvahs. What did you just teach me? Amar Rava or Rabba, lo nitzracha ela leben Bukhri. This statement was made regarding Ben Bukhri, who holds that a Kohen is not obligated to be shokel, to give the donation annually in the month of Adar towards the upkeep of Karbanos in the Beis HaMikdash. So again, Ben Bukhri holds that the Kohen is not obligated in that shekel, The pasuk says, "V'chol erkecha yiyah b'shekel hakodesh." All erchin shall be, the way he understands it, is dependent on the shekel hakodesh. And since he holds that the Kohanim are not obligated in the Shekel HaKodesh, so therefore he holds that perhaps the Erkecha might not be obligatory on Kohanim. Called the Ise B'Shkolim Ise Be'erchin V'ani Kohanim Hoel V'Lisnehu B'Shkolim Lesnehu Be'erchin. They should be absolved of Erchin Kamash Malon, that they are included. The Gemara, as it describes this opinion of Ben Bukhri, that Kohanim do not have to give, but they could give the shekel, also mentions the opinion of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, who holds Lochein, on the contrary. Kol Kohen she'ena shokel chote, any Kohen that doesn't give is sinning. They are obligated to give. And the question that they had, that they contended, made them absolved, which was that a Kohen's mincha does not get eaten. So if part of the karbanos are from Kohen Shkolim, then perhaps the tzibur's karbanos will not be able to be eaten. On that, the Gemara responds that they have to give it over. Mosar Litzibur, give it over to the congregation. It becomes public money, not a personally owned partnership, but rather a payment that collectively causes the karban to be owned by the Jewish people collectively. And as Rashi words it, we follow the ruba, the majority, and that's how the karban can be eaten, even though it's partly owned by Kohanim. Yasher Koach, thank you for joining.